Grieving. It's not possible to understand a kid's Yitzchok. He needs love. Like, what's the big nisyon of a kid that's Yitzchok? What's the depth of it? The deeper understanding of a kid's Yitzchok. And why is it such a great nisyon? It must be I saw somebody once collected 15 Malchim a kid's Yitzchok. What the nisyon was exactly. He says that Avraham Avinu understood the Rotzna HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Aspeklaria Meira. Avraham Avinu understood the Rotzna HaKadosh Baruch Hu very, very clearly. He understood exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. As the Gemara says, Mikloisev Hikiriz Boiroi, he understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He understood it from himself. It was before the Torah was given, but he understood genuinely the depth of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he should shecht his own son. It made no sense. Not because because he knew, he understood the Torah, he understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he knew that it doesn't make any sense to shecht his own son. And the truth is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka didn't want. Taka ultimately didn't want. So it wasn't in line with everything he understood and everything. And therefore, when he asked him to shecht his son, it made absolutely no sense. But nevertheless, Avraham Avinu says, he does it, and he went for it. And the Nisoyin, the depth of the Nisoyin is that despite it not making any sense, genuinely, Taka didn't make any sense, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want. He knew that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but nevertheless he did it, because Hashem commanded him, so despite lacking of rationale in it, nevertheless he did it. He reminds me of a Gemara. The Gemara in Brocha says, that the discussion between Chizkiyahu and, where's the Gemara over here? That he was, the king was reprimanded he was told by Yishayahu ben Amoz Hanavi that he's gonna die. He said the king was gonna die, he was told by the Navi he's gonna die. So the Gemara says that he was not only gonna die, ki meis atu v'lois sichye. Meis atu boi lemazer v'lois sichye lemabo. Homalei, so the king then said to the Navi, Michael, why am I getting punished so severely? Why is that I'm going to die? It's because you didn't get married. The king never got married, never had any children. He says the reason why I did so is because I knew that my children are not going to, they're not going to have, I'm not going to have worthy children, and therefore I decided not to be a peer reviewer. So he then said, why are you making such cheshbonus? If you'd been onus, then it's one thing. But you made cheshbonus, and on that, why are you making such cheshbonus? And on that, he reprimanded him, and he told him, yes, ultimately, the Gemara says he did tshuva, and everything was. But the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked, that why did he get such a harsh punishment? What was such a harsh punishment? And he answers, because a person who makes cheshbonus, the punishment was on making cheshbonus. A person makes cheshbon and he makes cheshbonus on what is right and what is wrong, and that was ultimately what the punishment was for. Behind the kavshah, achmon olam ali. Yeah, okay. About to up to Simon Shin Chof Gimel, we'll be discussing the halachas of She'elov, Shin Chof Beisif Vav. And we'll be discussing over here a new topic, which is a mechalek libnei beis ulmonos b'shabbos. The halach is as follows. Hamechalek nivei beis, this is the bottom line of page 304. Hamechalek nivei beis ulmonos b'shabbos. A person who divides, this is a person who divides a bit of the portions of his, of the, imagine you've got a chicken, a few chicken, you want to distribute it. Hamechalek monos, hamechalek libnei beis ulmonos b'shabbos. A person wants to distribute the monos, the portions, Shabbos in his house, Yochel Atle Goyrel, but he can't decide who wants this piece of this portion, who wants that piece, that's a bit more brown, that's a bit more light, that's a bit better, that's a bit. So he doesn't know how to, he can't decide, okay, he doesn't want to make all big fuss. So he takes the Goyrel a lot. They take a lot. He says, okay, Yankel, you have this portion of meat. And you, Beryl, you have this portion. So he's allowed to do that. Yochel Atle Goyrel, he's allowed to take a Goyrel. He wants to avoid machloikas. I don't know whether that helps, but it seems to help to take a lot, that helps. So Amichalek bnei beis v'monos b'shabbos yochel atel goyro loyim alemi sheyetzi goyro ployni, to say that whoever is picked to have this goyro, this lot ployni yeh chelik ployni sheloi, if you take this out, that's, this portion of meat is going to be yours. But that is, chalokim shavim, there must be equal sizes of meat. Equal sizes of meat. And the only reason why he's taking a goyrel, taking a lot, in order to avoid jealousy. So he's taking a goyrel, and that's how he's choosing who is getting which piece of meat. Also, but this is only if the goyel is being taken between the people sitting on his meal on his table, his own family. But if it's strangers, it's other people around the table, also will be also. Why?
Says the Shulchan Aruch,
yes, you're allowed to take a goyel, indeed. But that's only if it's your own family around the table. And you're taking goyel who's getting this portion and that portion. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, people don't care so much. If your older brother is getting it, or your sister is getting it, and people, if it's this sibling getting it, or that, at the end of the day, they'll be mechul, they'll be okay with it. However, if you're talking about strangers, then you can't take a goyel. You know why I can't take a girl? Because he's getting that piece of meat? That was going to be my chicken. He's taking that? He's taking that schnitzel? That's unacceptable. And he's makbid, and he's upset, and therefore you can't do that. So the only reason why, if it's equal size, we're talking about equal size, I'm emphasizing, we're talking about equal sizes, but nevertheless, some are a little bit better than others, then if it's equal size, you can only take a goyel if it's your own family, because at the end of the day, they'll be alright with it. But if it's strangers, then people are going to be makbit, and that's not, and you can't take. Why? It's no good? Yes. We'll see soon. Well, because the next words of Shulchan Aruch is, because if you're talking about strangers, what's going to happen is, he says, he's taking that schnitzel, that's completely wrong, I know it's bigger than mine, and I'm going to prove it to you. He's taking that schnitzel, and he's going to measure the schnitzel. He's going to measure the schnitzel. And because of that, he's going to end up measuring on Shabbos, which is also. More to come. Rabbi say more to come. So I'm just going over that. I'm just going over the Shulchan Aruch again, so you believe me. Okay, I'm starting from the beginning. Somebody is distributing Livnei Beisoy to his own family. Monos b'Shabbos, portions on Shabbos. Yochel, he may, Lotel Goyrel, he may take a lot on Shabbos. Loima to say, Lemi sheyetze Goyrel ployni, who the lot is the Goyrel is chosen, yeah, chalek ployni sheloi, this will be his part. Vehu, but that is, shee achlokim, shovim, that the sizes are equal. Must be the sizes are pretty much equal. And the only reason why he's doing it, he's wanted to make peace, and that's in order to avoid jealousy amongst them. But if you're talking about strangers, also this will be forbidden. Why? Why is it forbidden if it's strangers? They are particularly makbit, and there's a real kpeda here, and they do care if you're getting a slightly darker piece of meat, or a slightly better piece of meat, they are makbit, and they're upset about it. Same there, one with the other. You avoid the meat of Mishkol, they're going to end up measuring on Shabbos. Look at Mishlebu Seif Koken Chof Aleph, says there al there, Hainu Shloilim although it's only small, it's a small amount, we're talking about an insignificant amount, and that's true that by family members they won't care, but when it's strangers, although it's an insignificant amount, they will be really upset and going to end up measuring on Shabbos. Now, there is an additional element over here, which the Shulchan Aruch continues, and that's fascinating. Abba Isai, are you allowed to take a lot on Shabbos? Generally, take a goyrel on Shabbos. Think about Ovos Zevonim on Shabbos, and there's only some prizes. You have to take a goyrel on Shabbos. And that's how the 3 boys, or the 5 boys, or the 10 boys are going to get the prizes. Are you allowed to do so, yes or no? We do, not on Shabbos, but not take a goyrel on Shabbos. What about if you're stuck with Aliyahs? And there's like 5 yard sites, and there's only one Ali available, for whatever the reason is. Or there's too many Ali. And I have to take a goyel for getting. Also?
What's the
Issa? What should be the Issa on Shabbos? Okay, what about. Okay, good. So you're saying there's no Issa of taking a lot on Shabbos?
Okay. Continue the Shulchan Aruch. Avolitin manu gdoilo keneged manu ktana. But now, okay, this is the new paragraph now. What happens if you're not talking? Everything we discussed until now was if the sizes were equal. But now it's getting really interesting. Because now we're talking about the sizes are not equal. We're not talking about, there's only one certain amount of meat. And some sides are really big. And some portions are a lot smaller. And now, you want to take a goyel to decide which one of your children is getting the big schnitzels or the big chickens and who is going to get the smaller ones. So now you don't know, but I must tell you, I remember one of my memories that is one of the painful memories. I was invited when I was in Yeshiva. I was invited once. And this is a true story. I was invited when I was in Yeshiva, I used to go out a lot on Shabbos, eat by the, and once I was invited one of the Choshev Talmidei Chachamim, a proper Yerushalayim family. I remember the family name from one of the Mishpochas and Yechosas. They are straight from the Vilna, from the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon who came to Eretz Yisrael. That they are from son after son after son after son, 6-7 generations, Yerushalmi families. They never stepped out of Yerushalayim. Bnei Brak is just the furthest they've made for the last 6 generations. They can't, that's how the world is, like Yerushalayim, Me'ah Shorim. And like, yeah, you can push it a little bit, like Yomeim, just about there. And then Bnei Brak, that's like out of the, but besides, it's not. And I ate there once on Shabbos. I was invited. He once insisted I should come on Shabbos. I wasn't very comfortable. But eventually I took the offer and I went Shabbos day. Rabbi said there was literally as many chickens there. There was as many chickens there as there was children. There was a lot of children. It was a huge family. But there was just about, and it was one, and I realized when I was eating there that my piece of meat I'm going to eat is going to be on the cheshbon of one of the children. So suddenly one of the children had a stomach ache and he wasn't quite well and everything. And because I was meant to eat, I was eating his portion. And there was a discussion in the household about, I mean, they tried to prevent bigger machlokas, but everybody wanted the bigger portions because Nebuchadnezzar were hungry. Real poverty. They were really hungry. They wanted to. I felt terrible. I never stepped foot in there again. But in that kind of situation, how do you feed? Which children do you feed before the others? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that kind of scenario, and there's some portions are bigger than the others. In a way, in order to avoid an unfair situation, what they are doing, maybe that's the easy way out, perhaps. So they're choosing it by giving a goyel, by choosing a lot again, a goyel, and to take a goyel. So now here. Now we're learning a new chiddush that everything we discussed until now was equal size portions. Here we're differentiating between your own family, which is mutar, and strangers, which is also. But now we're learning, if you're not talking about same size, you're talking about non-equal sizes portions, there's a new issue that comes in over here. And it's also altogether to take a goyel. And says Shulchan Aruch, this will be also to take a goyel if you want to determine who is going to get the bigger portions and the significantly smaller portions. Here you may not take a goyel at all. And not only that, you may not even do so on weekdays too. To take a goyel, to take a lot, is also. Avolitin manu gdoilo kenege manu ktana velat goyer aleihem, take a lot. Hafilu bivnei beisai also. With your own family members, this is prohibited. Uvechoel, and on weekend or Tuesday, you're not allowed to take a lot. Mishum kuvia, because of kuvia. Why? What's kuvia? Shmishnebu and Sivkot and Chav Beis explains. What is going on over here? Why is this also? Kuvia. That whoever gets the lot, he's going to take the bigger piece. And another person, whoever is going to get it, is going to get the bigger portions, or else you're going to get the smaller portions. Schikas kuvia mamash. This is part of schikas kuvia, which is loosely translated into gambling. Loosely translated, gambling. Schikas kuvia mamash. Kuvia umashim sachkin beitzim. Kuvia is playing with small pieces of wood. V'kuvya avak gezel, it's close to stealing. It's dust. Avak gezel, it's dust of gezel, of stealing. Midivrayan on a rabbinical level. She'en daitu la'ak noisom bikinin gomu, because a person doesn't really mean to be makne what he's giving. V'loch osav, b'chon, that's why it's also even on a weekday.
Says Rabbi Yisrael, the halach is as follows. If a person is gambling, there's an avak gezel, there's an avak gezel. Gambling is always gezel. Why? Why is it gezel? Because when you give when you're gambling, when you're giving a little bit of money, because you're confident and you're convinced you're going to hit the jackpot, you are absolutely convinced you are only giving the £5, you're only buying this lot, because you are of your opinion that you're going to
win.
You're going to win. You're not going to buy a ticket if you think you're going to lose. You're buying the ticket because you think you're going to win. Now, this wasn't only the case with you, this is also the case with everybody else. So the winning party, the winning person, is ultimately taking all the money that was given him from the other people. Everybody gave the money with the assumption he's going to get the £5 back, and not intending ever to really be making the money. Since you're not makne the money, you're not letting go your money really. You think you're going to hit the jackpot. You're not really letting go the £5. You're not really letting go the £5. And therefore the person who's actually winning, that person who's actually getting the jackpot, he's actually gathering £5 from many people who never let go the £5. And therefore it is avak gezel. It's close to stealing. It's not proper gezel. It's not gezel on the derisa level. It's gezel on the rabbana level.
So that's why gambling is also?
Yes. This is why gambling is also.
Does that apply to the lottery?
Good question. I don't know about that.
So would that apply to the lottery?
I don't know. I don't know if it applies to the lottery. I do not know. I know that many are out here. But I don't know why. Pardon?
Very low.
Yeah. So when it's very... I don't know, but this is the issue of Shchikas Bekuvia. I don't know about lottery. I don't know. Maybe there's a swallow to, if it's goim, perhaps it's okay. I don't know. You know, it could be. You're right. It could be that's a svara, because the kuvi that we have over here is clearly talking about a case that there is real chances in a percentage. I don't know how much a percentage, but we're talking about a family of 10, 20, max 30. So imagine the percentage that you're going to get is quite. It's a real chance. However, a person who plays lottery, it's probably. My brother once told me that it's more likely that a person gets hit by thunder than by lightning. It's more likely a person gets hit by lightning than he wins the lottery. My brother wants mitzvah shechesbon. So the chances are so unlikely that perhaps. So perhaps it is not Masechikas Bekuvia. But the question is, why are you actually playing? Why are you playing? I mean, obviously, a person is not just giving £5. I don't know how much the lottery is. I never played. But a person is it? How much is it approximately?
To buy a ticket, you mean?
Yeah.
£2.
So why would a person spend £2 unless he thinks that he might win?
In the obvious, there's a whole, what's it called?
When everyone plays, syndicate.
So I only join the syndicate because if everybody else wins and I'm not in the syndicate, then I'll be the one in the
obvious.
I see.
But you're
okay.
Jewish people.
But then again, you have a smell that you're going to win. You think you're going to win. That everybody else also thinks they're going to win, and then it's nice to have a gazelle.
If I join in, then we're not going to win. But it's my insurance policy that at least they're not going to win as well.
It's a good spell. Very good. Okay, so Rabbi said, this is the Issa of Shrikas Chitzchir B'Kuvah. As to whether it applies for lottery, I do not know. Could be this. People do play. I know in Episode Salanta, I know that some of the Gedolei Hamusa, forgot, it wasn't Episode Salanta, but I saw recently, it's a reliable Mekoyer, one of the Gedolei Hamusa, I forgot now who, from the second generation. It's not Episode Salanta, it's from the generation after that. Maybe the Alt of Kern, the Alt of Slabotka, I'm not sure. One of the Gedolei Hamusa did play the lottery every now and then, because that was his Ishtadlus. So I don't know if he ever won or not, but he felt that's how much shtadlus a person needs to make. But
I thought gambling is if you're a professional gambler, that is, I thought, not permitted.
Professional gambler? How does that work, professional?
People go regularly to casinos or whatever.
Yeah, that's professional gambling. Yeah, well, that's definitely.
Well, they lose their money there, right? They don't normally walk out with millions, right?
Most of the time, yeah, of course, most of the time they'll.
Right, so that's definitely. I mean, it's
that's
there's not
sort of like professional. It's,
yeah, I don't understand the word professional in that. It's professional money wasters.
I don't know, people go regularly to casinos.
Okay, I know too little about this, but to me, it's certainly chikas b'kuvia, and it would be posle edus. It would be posle edus.
Yeah, I know one guy in my office is not Jewish, but I know he goes. Oh, it's every week, but he goes now and again to a casino.
Does he ever come out with more than he walked in with?
Doubtful. Yeah, right.
Okay, so he's yeah.
Yeah,
Gazlan is potato. Yeah, sure.
So this is why.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody, the Mishnah says somebody's Mzach B'Kuvia, some Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that somebody who plays Mzach B'Kuvia is posel edus. So you've got to make sure that if you make chasna, pardon.
So if I had the gambling business, I'll say everyone's time. I'm not stealing anything from you. You're doing it on that.
Yeah, yeah. Not.
I thought he's still not mocking their money because of the chance they're going to win.
Huh?
They're not mocking their money completely.
It is definitely true. The person who goes in, that colleague of yours that goes in, he goes in with intent and with a thought that he's going to walk out with more money than he goes in. Otherwise, he wouldn't go, right? I don't know why he hasn't learned his lesson yet.
That's
but
how they make money.
Yeah, it's a tremendous, like, psychologically extremely powerful.
Every person who buys a house to sell it is doing a risk.
But it's educated risk. It's not addictive, right? Gambling is addictive. So there's obviously some. Yeah. So that's that. So Lemaisa, this is what's going on over here. In this Shulchan Aruch over here, what we're seeing is have a little manu gdola keneged manu ktana. If you are giving out portions which is small and bigger size, so then la'atel goyel, then you cannot take a goyel. You may not then take a lot because afilu bnei v'beisu v'chol osim mishum kuvi, because that's you not do that. Even with your family members, you can't do that because you go my kuvi over here. There's a gezel over here. V'yesh oim de'im bnei bonov v'beisu mutu la'atel goyel. So with your close family, you may take a goyel afilu manu gdola keneged manu ktana, even if it's different sized portions. With your own personal family, that's okay. Because with your family, they won't mind. At the end of the day, if your older brother gets the bigger chicken, at the end of the day, they'll be all right with it. They might make a bit of a noise, but ultimately, it'll be okay. Also, the girl, Shabbos, if you and a girl, yes, it would be also even at the end of the day. Now, by the side, just talking what is a big discussion, the posting is these cases I mentioned earlier. In the shop in Etzel, it's very common to have the Shabbos learning sessions, and they will not give everybody a prize, but only some of them. And you're taking a goyel here, so it's obvious of one, basically obvious of one kind of concept, and the question is whether can you take a goyel. And similarly, we have very good. The answer is that it's muta. The answer is muta. Now, if you are, it's maybe not advisable, but it's muta. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Chelik Aleph taught us about if you've got a few yard sites and you don't know who to give an aliyah to. So Mishnah Bialoch elsewhere taught us that you're meant to take a goyel. Then there's a list of priorities, but if they're on the same priority level and you don't know what to do, they're both fighting for the shvi, they're both desperate for the shvi, don't know what to do. So Mishnah Berurah does say if you can't really make peace among nobody's matter, you're going to take a goyel then. And here again, there is no issa of kuvi, obviously, because nobody's putting in money. The only shail of taking goyel is when it comes to putting in money, then obviously there's a shail of gezel. But if they're only benefiting, then there's no shail of gezel, it would be muta.
So why does the Mishnah Berurah say in the same Mishnah Berurah that really is not really kuvi because all the meat belongs to the Baal Bayis and the children are just, yeah, he's just a different way of distributing it. Elamite, he says, is it Dilma also Dilma Osilus Shuche Kufia? So here he's saying because no, not Achelim. He says
Dilma Osilus Shuche
Kufia. But after Baal Bais im bnei Beisoi loy Shaykh Gozel Klal Shehari Hakol Shloy Mikol Malkum Osa Dilma Osilus Shuche Kufia. Oh, so what is? Oh, okay, Achelim. You're saying that it is or it isn't okay with.
can I just finish off Sivkotn Chavdalad in Mishnah Berurah? I think that's going to add a bit of explanation. Sivkotn Chavdalad Atel Goyer Mishnah Berurah says over here, Hayni Mul Lechalik Ezer Dovah, V'Oso Fidim Mokim Nosin Nitzuye, Havala Atel Goyer Mi Yoyim HaKaddish. But if it's talking about taking who's going to say Kaddish, remember those days, there was only one Kaddish at a time. There wasn't two Kaddishim or ten Kaddishim because Tei Kol Eloi Mishtamah, so it was only one Kaddish at a time. Tell what's changed. Mi Yoyim HaKaddish Mi Yashad El HaToyra, there's one Aliyah. Yeah, so if you want to take a girl into all your mafisim b'shabbos mikdash, mishayech the mizayek, there's a mafurish mishnayis in Yuma about taking pious, to taking a lot. There was common practice in the, who was going to take the Tumas Adeshen on the Tumas Adeshen, they would take a pious, they would take a lot. And that's how they would choose things in the Beis HaMikdash. So if that was good enough in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be good enough for us as well. So that is the Mishnah Berurah. So that's really, really important. You said it over here with regards to taking girl on Shabbos and the potential is of Mishchikas Bekuvia, which is not only Shabbos related, but it's weekday related too. But there's a Shabbos is over here as well, which as discussed. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is what we've completed Simchat Chof Beis, and tomorrow we'll start Simchat Chof Gimel. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.